Well, as we wrap up this May is Beef Month, we're going to talk with Gabby Nemitz. Gabby's from Canby, or she's going to NDSU right now, right, Gabby?
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for joining me on talk a little bit about what you've been doing. We've talked a number of times on the radio, haven't we?
Yeah.
Gabby, I remember when you were in Canby High School, I was over there covering a... what is it, the petting zoo or the zoo?
Yeah, we did the FFA petting zoo.
Yeah, and you put a goat in my arms the first time I heard a, or not a goat, it's called a...
it was a pygmy goat.
Pygmy goat, okay, there you go.
Yep.
never held one of them before, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, I tell you what, Gabby's been so involved in 4-H in Canby, and... tell us what you're doing now, Gabby, after you graduated from Canby High School.
Well, since I graduated, I have been attending North Dakota State University, and I'm majoring in animal science. I have about 2 years left. At NDSU, I have gotten really involved in our Saddle and Sirloin Club. It's a club for, basically, it's a kind of a livestock and agricultural club. It's the largest club on our campus with about 300 members. And the Saddle and Sirloin Club puts on an event called Little International every year. And so I partaked in part of that some of this last year or last spring. This past year. And I got really involved with that. And I got a show of heifer during that. And I ended up doing pretty good with that.
Yeah, how'd that go? Tell us. Yeah, I heard you won some awards for that, huh?
Yeah. So for Little International, it's four different species. Yeah. Dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, and swine, and I decided to show a beef heifer this year, and so the champion of each species competes in an overall showmanship, and I ended up winning that, so that was really exciting. This is my first year being a part of Saddle and Sirloin, so it was really exciting to be able to pull that off this first year.
Oh, awesome. Where do you go for that? At NDSU or someplace else?
Yep, so NDSU has a bunch of barns, and they have their own animals there. So you can sign up, or the members of Saddle and Sirloin can sign up to kind of work with our animal and get it all ready to be shown. And so we get to do that. And then they have a barn on campus that you're able to host. There's classrooms in there, and then we can do other events there throughout the year, too.
Okay, great. Let's back up a little bit. I know you're so involved. Are you still involved in 4-H, or you were when you were in high school, I know?
Yeah, I was super involved with 4-H. This was my, last year was my last year in 4-H, so I'm no longer a 4-H member, which I'm kind of bummed about, but I'm super excited to stay involved with 4-H. I'm actually our Yellow Medicine County summer intern this summer. So it'll look a little different with all of the COVID-19 stuff going on, but we're getting plans ready to hopefully make it a fun summer for all the youth, and we're going to try and make it so youth can still showcase all their projects that they do bring to the fair and stay involved in 4-H. So
you get to work with Alicia and Leah, huh, this summer?
Yep. Well, Alicia won't be there this summer, actually. It's just me and Leah and Nancy this summer. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, kind of a bad break, postponing Yellow Medicine County Fair and the State Fair. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm actually on our Yellow Medicine County Fair board, so I do kind of have a little insight on that. I mean, it's really sad that we have to kind of make that decision, but it's really hard to follow all the restrictions that the CDC and the state is putting on us to be able to host the fair. And I know all the other counties are in the same situation as we are. It'd be super, super hard to be able to have a safe fair for everybody. So we did what we thought was necessary to be able to keep our community safe. And we're hoping for an awesome fair next year, and we have more time to put together a good fair this next year. So
okay,
we're excited about that.
Good. Yeah, I didn't realize you were on the Yellow Medicine County Fair Board. Okay. Is this your first year, or have you been on that before?
Nope, this is my second year.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to make a decision like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I know we were all trying to figure out what we could do to make it happen, but we looked through everything and all of our... We get sent some stuff that we have to meet all these guidelines, and after reading through it, we just we knew we weren't able to, we didn't have the manpower or facilities to be able to do that. So.
Right. How did 4-H prepare you for what you're doing at NDSU then, Gabby?
Well, 4-H prepared me in every aspect of life almost. I mean, it's really helped me kind of learn just basic life skills such as speaking or public speaking type stuff. It's gotten me involved in other associations and other groups, and it's really given me a lot of the confidence in myself to be able to go out and know like how to do these types of things, and it's really just helping me grow as a person.
Good. What are you doing now? You a summer break, or did you do, I'm sure you did distance learning at NDSU, huh?
Yeah. We've been doing distance learning ever since our spring break, which was mid-March. So I just finished up classes about 2 weeks ago now, and I've been working out on the farm, helping Rockin' H Simmental's. We've been getting cows bred and fencing, and today we're actually vaccinating calves. I had to take a quick break from that. So.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't catch who you're working with?
Rockin' H Simmental's. It's Chuck and Lori Hoffman and then Holly and Matt Hoffman.
Okay, so that's what you're doing this summer then, huh?
Yep, that and then my internship. No, Matt and Holly have kind of taken me under their wing about the past 10 years, and I've always kind of shown their cattle, and I've slowly grown up my herd of Simmental cattle. I have about 10 head, and they're gracious enough to let me keep them out here and let me be involved in all of their cattle operations. So.
Okay. So you have to explain to me, you know, you're showing breeding cattle only, and how does that work, and what's all involved in that, Gabby?
Yep, so I've only ever shown breeding stock, which would be our heifers, cow-calf pairs, and I've also shown a few bulls. I've never really had the opportunity to show a steer or a market heifer, which there's not too much of a difference there. But I guess every year we go through the herd and we pick out our best calves, or we'll go purchase a calf from another operation, and we work with it for a few months before our first show, and a lot of it is feeding them and learning how to work their hair and get them in good condition in order to show them, and halter breaking them. And my favorite is when we get to halter break all the little calves and watch them grow up. So
No, do you have a special diet for them, or how does that work? You got to educate the city kid here, Gabby.
Yeah, each show world is a lot different than your normal cow calf operation and feedlot. I always kind of say that this is the pageant world of cattle. They get a special, you can put them on special feed. Each heifer in our at our operation gets kind of a little bit different feed. They all don't get the same thing. We treat them like queens, and they get washed every day and put into the show barn to stay cool. And
oh wow, special treatment then, huh?
They do.
Okay. Hey, it's always nice catching up with you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. So I'll let you get back to work and vaccinating your calves then, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gabby.
Yep, see ya.
Yep, Gabby Nemitz of Canby there, talking about her farm life and her 4-H that she was involved in and when she was at Canby High School and what she's doing now. And this is just wrapping up May is Beef Month.